Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic and eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time, or on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do live acoustic sessions here on their show. Need I say more? And this one's brought to you with generous support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. Man, we've got a live one here today. As the Esoteric Ramblers return to our program, how are you guys today?
Peachy.
Wonderful.
Peachy, wonderful. What else can you say on such a beautiful day as this? A nice summer day for some Esoteric Rambler music. What would you like to play for us first?
Well, we're thinking, just in case people had too many beers last night, they might have gotten on the train, Hunter, the Hellbound Party Train. The Hellbound Party Train. This is a song written by my brother Marty Jones in Denver, Colorado, and it's called Hellbound Party Train.
Excellent. Here are the Esoteric Ramblers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Late at night when the world's asleep, a lonesome sound cuts through the deep. On a night when praying fails, onto trouble-bound steel rails, it's a hell-bound party train. Raise your glasses up again, chug-a-lug or Sabbath rain, on that hell-bound party train. Drinking song, that's the fuel we're traveling on. Pushing hard by moonlight on another endless night. It's a hellbound party train. Raise your glasses up again. Chug a lug or Saturn frame on that hellbound party train. Start your eyes, mockingbirds will harmonize. As the daylight draws near, we'll send the devil out of fear. It's a hellbound party train. Raise your glasses up again. Chug-a-lug or Sabbath rain on that hellbound party train. On that hellbound party train, on that hellbound party train.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay. We got through the first one.
Sweet.
The Esoteric Ramblers here on Hunter at Sunrise. And before we get any further, why don't you guys introduce yourselves here this morning?
Frank Tiffany. And a proud lead guitarist of the Esoteric Ramblers.
Okay.
Jennings Lyon, acoustic guitar and stuff.
And I'm Chris Jones. I'm the harp player, singer.
Excellent. You got some other guys in your band, too. Why don't you give a shout out to them, too?
We do. We have a bass player, Ron Charlton. We have a whole slew of guitar players, Jordan Kutis, David Amelie, Jim Perry. We have a drummer that really wanted to be with us, but he got in trouble yesterday, Hunter.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, his girlfriend came up to him. They have a 4-poster bed. She said, with nylons in her hand, tie me up.
and you can do anything you want.
It's a true story.
True story. So he tied her up. Then he went downstairs and got a beer. And then he had a sandwich. Then he watched a game. Then he took a nap. Then he remembered he had a gig. And sometime last night around 9 o'clock, he said, oh, wait, forgot to untie her. So he couldn't make it today.
He was doing anything he wanted, right?
He was doing anything he wanted, which is why he's in a heap of trouble today.
Well, thanks, guys, for coming back on the show. It's always a lot of fun. And we should mention that you have a couple of albums. And, of course, a couple of we've played a couple of cuts off of Keg of Love and Beer and Now. And in case anyone didn't know, you're what is that noise he's doing? Oh, I see.
I don't know.
Oh, he's got – what is
– I don't know what that noise is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't be opening that in here.
No, it's a Diet Coke.
It is. It's really not what we were thinking. But your music is all about the bubbly stuff. Is that not correct?
That's correct. We have two CDs out. We put out one in 2012 called Keg of Love. We put out one in 2015 called Beer and Now. They're both beer rich. I think there's 24 songs between the two discs, and I think either 18 or 19 have something to do with beer.
And what possessed you to do so many songs about beer?
Well, you know, Hunter, it's a lifetime of study. lots of diligent time and effort and academic research went into this.
It's and a love of beer, too. Don't forget that.
something I've been doing for a long, long time. And I thought, well, if you're going to be spending so much time studying beer, you should sing about it, too.
Right. Now, your wife also studies beer, doesn't she?
My wife is an ace studier of beer. She has a Ph.D. in Zimmergy.
Excuse me?
She has a Ph.D. in Zimmergy. She's a Zimmergist. She's a homebrewer.
The art of fermentation. Art and science.
She also is the 2007 Beer Drinker of the Year, the number one rated beer drinker in the entire world.
You're kidding
me. In 2007.
Me.
Dr. Diane Catanzaro, Ph.D., faculty member at Christopher Newport University, Newport News, Virginia.
Wow. And she goes around, and you too go around and do beer tastings, and I guess educate people on the art of beer.
We are beer evangelists, Hunter. It's our mission to make sure that people are as adept at beer as they possibly can be. I mean, I have a coworker. She told me she was drinking these Righteous beers from Hardywood. She was drinking them out of the bottle.
Uh-huh.
Ghastly. So I said, okay. So which opening? If you pour that in a glass, which opening gives you more nose, more aroma? A half-inch opening at the top of the bottle or a 4-inch diameter opening in a glass. She said, So I said, okay. So since then, she's poured beer in glasses. Beer is meant to be poured in a glass, not drank out of a bottle.
Right.
Well, unless you don't have a glass.
Right.
Or unless you really don't have a glass, pouring it in your hands or something, I guess. That would be okay.
Now, it's summertime. In fact, this is the first Sunday of official summer.
Sweet.
What beer would you recommend to people during the summertime?
Well, I would recommend the Cranberry Goza from Devil's Backbone.
Well, excuse me, what was that?
The Cranberry Goza from Devil's Backbone. Devil's Backbone was a craft brewery in Virginia. It just recently got assimilated by Satan and Anheuser-Busch. But before that happened, they made some really great beers, and they still make them now. I'd highly recommend a Saison, a Wit, a lambic, anything that's a little bright, a little crisper, something that will get you through a hot summer day. Last thing you want right now is an imperial stout.
There's a lot of session IPAs out there right now that are really good.
Lots
locally
of session
too.
IPAs.
Yeah. Now, if I go into a restaurant and say, will you bring me a lambic, will they laugh me out of the place, or will they look at me strangely?
Some of them. If you go to a good restaurant, they won't. If you go into a restaurant that isn't quite so genteel with their beer selection, your wait server will come back and say, we don't have that. What would your second choice be?
And please let it be Coors Light.
Yeah, or a Heineken or something.
Right. We're talking with the Esoteric Ramblers here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to do for us here? I'm going to assume it's from one of these two records.
Actually, it's the title track from Keg of Love. What's the name of the song, Jennings?
Let me think. Keg of Love?
Keg of Love. It's a song about beer. It's a song about love. It's a song about love of beer and beer and love.
Gotcha.
Keg of Love.
Here's the Esoteric Ramblers here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Can't find the words to say I love you. I can't find the words to say that, dear. I can't find the words to say I love you, but I can get you a beer. Would you like a robust porter? How about a lambic or a saison? How about a nice big cloudy German Hefeweizen? I guess you know that beer is the raison. We're still together.
May our pale ales always be hoppy. May our porters be robust. May our keg of love never run dry. May you always be by my side.
Despondent.
Despondent.
If I ever find you sad, I'll run down to the 7-Eleven. Now, darling, I'll get you a 40 in your own brown paper bag. That's what I'll do for you, baby.
May our pale ales always be hoppy. May our porters be robust. May our keg of love never run dry. May you always be by my side. May you always be by my side.
To a brewery, I'll give you a ride. We'll find a brew pub. We'll go inside.
Oh, my gosh. The Esoteric Ramblers here on a Sunday morning.
Rambling away, aren't we?
Yes, we're rambling away. Rambling away. And speaking of rambling away, you guys are going to be over at the Five Points Community Farm Market today, aren't you?
The Five Points Community Farm Market, where we plan on not doing farming, but eating and perhaps having a beer or two.
Yes. Yes. I guess it wouldn't be the same without one of those.
Wouldn't be the same.
It just wouldn't be the same. And now, you're going to be playing cuts from this this new album as well over there, right? Beer and Now?
Beer and Now. Yes, we are.
And this went on sale, what, earlier this year?
Late 2015.
Late 2015. And we
rocketed straight up to the top.
It was
the most played CD in my house.
Well, that's good. I hope you had some people over while you were listening to it. Yes, that's good. And we might mention that if you hear this next part and walk up to us at the Five Points Community Farm Market, we're going to give you an album, which is really cool. We got six of them here, and these are all albums from Esoteric Ramblers. They're two albums, copies of their two albums that if you walk up and say, "Hey, I heard it on the radio, we can get an Esoteric Ramblers album here," we'll give you one.
Sweet.
Isn't that cool?
That is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, that's for sure. So we got six of them. So all we need is six people to come up to us at the Five Points Community Farm Market and say, "Hey, I heard you were giving away records here," and we'll give you one. That'll be pretty cool.
What a deal.
What a deal.
Public radio, it's a wonderful thing.
Yes, I know. And the Five Points Community
Bar. It's easy for you to say.
I know. I've been up since like 4:30 in the morning. Yay! And I have to do these things. But anyway, the Five Points Community Farm Market is a great place for food. They got lots of great breakfast and lunch. And plus, they've got a lot of organic things over there, like beer.
And there's a great spice store in there.
Yes, there is. There is a spice store. There's a whole bunch of different exotic stores inside the Five Points Community Farm Market. It's really kind of an interesting place. What else would you guys like to play for us here?
Well, we've got a different kind of song right now. I have Parkinson's disease, which is great fun. It has its moments of excitement. And one of the things I thought I'd do is I wrote a song about the positive benefits of Parkinson's disease.
And there are several.
There are several. First of all, if you get a gig as a bartender, you're really good with shaking. Not good with stirred, but if somebody needs a shaken martini, no one can beat you at doing that.
Right.
He's got a really great vibrato, too, on his harmonica.
When I play harmonica, I get a whoa, 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 whoa sound, which no one else can get.
Which no one else can get.
Yeah, so this song is about that kind of thing. It's called Mr. Lucky.
Okay. Here are the Esoteric Ramblers here on Unearth at Sunrise.
Well, my hands are shaking from this thing that I got. I said my hands are shaking from this thing that I got. My hands might be shaking, but my love for you is not. When I wrap my arms around you, it gives me such a thrill. When I wrap my arms around you, it gives me such a thrill. I like to hold you, baby, but I just can't hold you still. Let's go. Breakfast, baby, and I say this somewhat in jest. I'll fix you eggs for breakfast, baby, and I say this somewhat in jest. I'm not too good with over easy, but if you want scrambled, I'm the best. Got you a beer now, baby, kind of foamy as you can see. Got you a beer now, baby, kind of foamy as you can see. The beer's from the bartender, the carbonation, that's for me. Go on, Frank. Frank Tiffany on the lead. If you get called home before me, if you're 6 feet in the ground. If you get called home before me, if you're 6 feet in the ground, I might climb down there with you, baby, have them throw that dirt on down. Well, you can call me Mr. Lucky, it's hard to have the blues. Well, you can call me Mr. Lucky, it's hard to have the blues. Because when I wake up in the morning, I wake up next to you. Because when I wake up in the morning, I wake up next to you.
Yes, yes, the Esoteric Ramblers here on Hunter at Sunrise. Wow. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun over there at the Five Points Community Farm Market. You guys are going to have a good time, I think, and we're all going to have a great time.
I think
time.
There's going to be at least 5 points worth of fun there, maybe six.
Yeah.
Seven, who knows?
That's right. And as we said...
eight, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably eight.
We got 6 records to give away to the first 6 people to come up to us and say, hey, we heard on the radio you were giving away Esoteric Ramblers music here, and I want one, and we'll give you a CD here. Got a whole bunch of them, 6 of them. So come on over to the Five Points Community Farm Market. It's at 26th and Church Street right here in Norfolk, featuring the Get Frisch Cafe, which we're going to be at. So be looking for us. We'll walk up to the band, or if you know me, walk up to me, and we'll see about getting you one of these records.
Or you can walk up to the band and we'll steer you to Hunter.
Yeah, we'll be the keeper of the albums. The keeper of the albums.
The keeper of the discs.
Well, thanks so much for coming here on the show this morning. It's been a lot of fun, as I knew it would be.
Thanks for the
invite.
It was
a blast.
It was great fun.
Thanks,
Hunter.
It's the summertime, so we need some summertime music. And, boy, you guys filled the bill here this morning.
Thank you, sir.
And, again, their albums are Keg of Love and Beer and Now, Esoteric Ramblers, here on Hunter at Sunrise.